Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A Bible translation team from Eritrea connects across borders and continents to do their work. Then, Set Free Ministries serves people who are caught in depression and addiction. If you know someone who's struggling with these things, this is a story you won't want to miss. First, Eritrea and Ethiopia have a complex relationship. They ended a 20-year conflict with each other in 2018, and just 2 years later, Eritrean soldiers joined Ethiopia in a fight against a paramilitary group in Ethiopia's Tigray region. That conflict ended in 2022, but unrest has spiked in Tigray again this month, concerning many about the region's long-term stability. This international narrative has created a fascinating global Bible translation team for the Kunama of Eritrea. Meg Hunt with Wycliffe USA says about the Kunama.
They have for decades experienced hardship through civil war in their country. And so many of them have migrated to neighboring countries. And then actually several of them have come to North America.
Two Kunama teams in North America and Ethiopia connect across time zones and schedules to translate God's word. The team in Ethiopia faces special challenges.
They are being targeted by the local government. And so it's been hard for them to continue to feel safe in that environment.
Would you pray for this gospel project spanning the globe?
As the language even changes, both in the use in Ethiopia and then language changes here in North America, that's something that they continue to work out, is what terms to use, what are the appropriate words to use for the translation. Pray for the safety of these Kunama team members, especially those in Ethiopia. Pray for the just energy and stamina to continue this work.
Next, North Africa was a thriving center of theological thought in the early centuries of Christianity. Today, the Program for Theological Education by Extension, or PTEE, seeks to bring North African Christians back to their historic roots. A PTEE leader we'll call Daniel says,
"When I say North Africa, I'm mostly referring to places like Algeria, Morocco, Libya, Tunisia. So in all of these countries, the majority faith is not Christianity. Some of those countries might have low thousands, some low hundreds of local believers in Christ."
In Morocco, believers meet in secret because of the severe persecution. However, the Christian population is growing, and young local leaders are emerging in multiple cities. Theological training takes a holistic approach in this country.
Christians from any background really are free to set up businesses that help people. As part of one of these businesses, we'd be able to host PTE classes. The model would be that the students who are trained are also trained in business and can go and set up their own business centers with accompanying PTE classes.
Ask the Lord to empower and encourage Christ followers throughout North Africa, and pray that training from PTEE will help believers grow closer to Jesus. And finally, the enemy uses many burdens to distract God's people. Set Free Ministries offers hope and help to untangle Christians in the U.S. from sin. Although there are many things that Satan uses to tempt Christians, Dean Vandermeer with Set Free says there are a few problems that really seem to burden the U.S. church.
Probably the number one issue that we see weekly, actually daily at Set Free, is unresolved hurt, pain, and anger stored, unexpressed, pushed down. A lot of people call that depression, and it's really things that have not been talked about, and they have not been brought into the light. So what we do is we don't know what to do with them, and then we pack them away, and that's some of the heavy weights that burden us.
Unfortunately, the church is under attack in more than one way. Vandermeer explains that in addition to unresolved anger leading to depression, they also see many people who are struggling with pornography.
One of the other things that's really dogging the USA is the horrors of porn addiction. That's one of the other things that's really affecting the youth and even the rest of the church body. The statistics are frightening.
And this is where Set Free steps in. They give Christians a framework for working through sin issues and repentance. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.